Hello, you're listening to Phoenix 98 FM. I'm Gareth Williams. I'm here at the Latitude Festival with Vigilantes. Gentlemen, would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Alex, bass player.
I'm Curly, I'm the singer.
I'm Ryan, the guitarist.
I'm Joe, I'm the drummer.
So you're playing the BBC Introducing Stage a bit later today. How did that come about?
BBC Introducing asked us. We got an email like out of the blue, and we all took it as a bit of a surprise, really, didn't we, lads? Like, we didn't really expect it to come through, and then jumped on it straight away. We're really excited to do it.
Yeah, it's a lovely little stage, and there's been some really good acts playing it so far this weekend. For people that haven't heard you, I've played What Shame on My Show, but for people that haven't heard you, how would you describe yourselves?
Quite, Strokesy, yeah. Kings of Leon, that sort of thing. Like, a bit rocky. I don't really like to put a label on it, but it's hard when you have to, sort of thing. But
I know. I'm sorry, I have to ask the question first, But, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good stuff. There's a lot of melody there. I said I've enjoyed what I've heard so far. So, new single coming out, or it's just come out. Who wants to tell me a bit about that?
I suppose it's only the...
So the single came out on Friday. When we wrote it, we pretty much thought that's the one that's going to get us a lot of traction really quickly. Radio 1 asked for like the first spin of it, which was quite a big deal for us, really. The idea that they asked us was just strange. It's a really good song, like, because Killer's influence is like got the kind of synthy sound whatnot underneath it, which is done on the guitar wizard Ryan Newman on like a pedal. Turns into like a synth thing.
Too kind. It's the pedal. It's not me. It's the pedal.
It is about 90% the pedal.
You have to know how to use the pedal. There's a lot of bands that don't.
I still don't.
Well, you got the sound by mistake, but it works. So, what you got to the festival yesterday? What have you thought of it so far? What did you get up to check anyone out?
Yeah, we went and saw the Killers last night, and they just blew us away, didn't they? I mean, they put on an incredible show, so we really enjoyed that.
He's a proper front man, isn't he? And a proper festival set, which was nice. What have you thought of it so far? Have you done many festivals? Are festivals a thing for you, or is this...
No, it's my first festival. But I think it's incredible. I think it's really, like, everyone's really nice. There's loads to do. Lineup's really good. Killers just absolutely blew it, like, yesterday. It was so good.
Super hot, yeah. Which is really good.
Yeah, that I said... I was telling the band I've been good today. I've not had any beer yet, and they're sensibly not taking that. Well, water.
Grab a beer, honestly.
No, I really don't want a beer. No, this is not me. I've been told I look like Mr. Gilbert from the Inbetweeners, so I think there's a guilt thing going on there, because I think that.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
That really didn't offend me. Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Gilbert.
He is a fantastic. Yeah, I'm never going to live that one down now, because that's probably going to stick, really. I'm not quite 6'7" or something like Greg Davies is, how did you form as a band? I know I'm going to ask some of the corny traditional interview questions, but I mean, how did you get together? And
So we actually used to play on cricket teams in Boston, and Alex and Joe were on opposing cricket team to me. And one day, I play guitar a bit, and I was practicing in one of like the changing rooms, or whatever. And they walked past, and they heard me playing, and I was like, "Do you want to join the band?" And we found Ryan Newman in a bar. That wasn't as glamorous. I mean, he was about 25 Budweisers deep, started
drawing,
to dribble.
Yeah.
He was dribbling, but no. Then we just kind of clicked together, and then that's how it went, boys, wasn't it?
Yeah. Certainly was, yeah.
Start of a beautiful friendship. Excellent. So what's next for you? I mean, BBC, the single being played on BBC One's obviously massive. What next?
I think it's just see where it goes. I mean, it sounds really dull, like we haven't got any aims, but I think it's just see where it goes for the next 2 to 3 months. We've got a tour coming up. Well, we're doing the tour at the minute. And then probably in September we'll do another tour, something like that, bigger venues. And I think that's the plan, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. How do people find you on social media? I have to ask this question carefully, because there is it's either a Scottish or an American Vigilantes as well, isn't it? So it's making sure that we're looking at the right one. So I will give the new single a spin, but where are you on social media?
Everywhere you want to be.
What do we need to look out for? What's
So on Facebook it's Vigilantes Music, Twitter Vigilantes Music, Vigilantes on Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes.
SoundCloud, Bandcamp, the lot, where, anywhere you want.
You're absolutely everywhere.
Have a hotel.
Without the.
Right, okay.
And Bieber.
No, or the.
Yeah, and Bieber. Give us love if you still got it, please.
Thank you very much for your time today, gentlemen. I hope the set goes well later. I'll be there watching. And enjoy the rest of your festival. You staying tonight or heading back home?
We're not sure yet. Well, you two are definitely going back.
Yeah. We'll
have to see how many beers we can sink.
And then see how the set goes.
I hope you enjoy it. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks. Cheers.